Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know what else she's doing? I sat and talked to the commissioner about it, Roger Goodell. We were talking about it the night before the game. I'll name drop. He's great. I talked to him about this. I have so many dads saying to me, you know how great this is? Kyle Brandt talked about it on Good Morning Football. Hey, dad, come get me when the Chiefs score. I want to watch the celebration. How bad is it now that we have young girls that want to watch the NFL? Mm-hmm. I think it's freaking awesome. So calm down. Go away. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. How's it affecting your life? And you know what, Taylor? I'm so glad you were on that field to celebrate with your boyfriend. I freaking loved it.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm in lovely Orlando. For those of you that listen to the pregame, fantastic questions this week. The anonymous submissions were incredible. And by the way, our heart is out to both of you with the submissions. One about dating and having a crush on the sibling. One about a loser fiance witnessing cheating. Crazy. If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to the pregame. And for those of you anonymous submissions, we love you. Our hearts are with you.
And we need updates. So let us know if you're going to submit your business. You don't have to tell us who you are. We want to know what happened.
We do. I want to know what happened to the cleaning service in this hotel. She's not been here for 48 hours. And it's not because I had a sign on the door. It's just apparently no one's working. So I'll be making the bed better than I'm making it right now. Aaron's finally on vacation because the NFL season for us is over. We don't have the Super Bowl this year. We have it next year in New Orleans. Sister, NFC Championship game, you looked incredible. Everything, what a game. Holy shit, a 17-point deficit for the San Francisco 49ers at halftime. The largest
deficit. What
are you thinking
at halftime?
I'm thinking to myself, it's not a problem because this defense.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not rooting for the Niners. Relax, Lions fans. I'm thinking to myself, I want a good game. But this is the number one seed in the NFC, and it's not going to just be like they're going to roll over and they forgot how to play football. You get a few stops, get a few three and outs. The defense forces a turnover, and Brock Purdy makes his way down the field. I'm going to not say something we don't already know. I love a great game, and it ended up being a phenomenal game. You working the game, sidelines, so proud. Go.
There's so many things to discuss.
For the record, Aaron and I haven't spoken in 2 days, which is very rare after all this because we were both traveling. So keep going.
Okay. First of all, can we give a shout out to Levi's Stadium?
And please.
Can we give a shout out to, I'm going to pull it up right now on my Instagram so I can see who I'm giving a shout out to.
Yes.
Amy P Squad, The Less, I'm going to say it wrong, DJ Amy Robbins. Anyways, their whole DJ situation at Levi's Stadium. I talked about last week how the jams were bumping at me, right? They played the tunes. It's so great. I got DMs from everybody that worked at Levi. Like, you have no idea how great Levi is, how great this is. Thank you so much for the shout out. Carissa, all of a sudden I'm on the sideline and I hear us literally going, oh, the jams at Levi Stadium are awesome. And I was like, what was that? What?
Clinton, is that my voice?
Security goes, did you just hear yourself? Then they start playing, pump up the jams at Levi. We posted it on IG. It was so freaking awesome. It was during a time, it was during like a break, a TV break. Everybody heard it. They put me up on the Jumbotron.
Adorable.
I started waving.
I love you
Thank
so
you
much.
Thank you guys so much. I couldn't calm down over it. It was so cool. Levi Stadium was a time, it was a place. It reminded me back in the day with USC, Pete Carroll, you know, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush.
The Bush, the whole thing. Oh my God.
Every freaking celebrity was there.
Will Ferrell?
The sidelines are packed. It was just, it was crazy. So like the vibe, the atmosphere was awesome. Then right away, the crowd is out of it. The Lions are up 17-0. I want to take you through my halftime. We've talked about how difficult these interviews are with Kyle. He's the best. He'll tell you exactly what's going on, but you have two questions and that's it. Then as I'm sitting there and thinking about it, I'm literally going, I'm screaming. I'm going, shit, fuck, because I want it to be quick. I want it to be succinct. I want to get as much information because the offense and the defense are struggling. I run to him. He's just like, we're creating, you know, just, he said exactly what I said. It was just awesome. It was a rush. They come back, they make a stop, they kick a field goal, blah, blah, blah. Brandon Ayuk with that freaking catch off the guy's face. Yeah, ladybug.
Yeah, your post game was great.
Cute. Well,
I know. That whole thing was just, I mean, again, watching it, which your report was perfect, told the story. And again, for anyone that doesn't know, like, that's like everything happens like this. So for you to then get the information and report it and the whole thing, but it's like the emotion that they had to be feeling, because let's just set the table here. They can't lose another NFC championship game.
No.
Like enough is enough. Like if you ain't doing it this year, because you've got a quarterback that has league minimum and you can still, it reminds me of when Russell made league minimum and that's why they could afford to pay the defense what they paid and the offensive weapons, because there are very few times where your quarterback is making $875,000 as opposed to Lamar Jackson's or, you know, the $40 million a year or $80 million, whatever. And it's like, if you ain't doing it now, when are you going to do it? And also just from, like George Kittle was talking about, even like momentum, like they get so close and then to close it out. So anyways, I was very, as just a fan of football, a fan of the NFL. It was awesome. And it was like, this is the stuff. I've talked about this before, but I'm old. The No Fear t-shirts where it's like, ninth inning, full count, like your back's against the wall. You got one half of football. And to your point, when you asked Brandon, like what was said at halftime, it was like, that's the first question, which I was so happy you asked that. Cause I was like, everyone wanted to know that you came back out and overcame the largest deficit in conference championship history. Like something has to be said to motivate you. And luckily there's the leaders in that locker room that were like, yo, yeah, let's go. Anyways, it was a great game. Congratulations to Detroit. I know it's obviously, here's the thing too, and watching all these, like, you know, 48 hours later, these poor guys, I hate it so much. And I'm so freaking happy that we do not work on a show that has to sit there and dissect every little thing. Do you think that Dan Campbell, I know that he said he would still make the same call, and maybe he would, but imagine having like the biggest loss of your professional career and you feel like you've let a city down or you've let your team down. And now for the next 72 hours or a week, everyone's going to dissect it. Like it just, which leads me to my rant of the day. And I get it. The media is a 24-hour news cycle. And I've worked at places, you've worked at places that you have to fill the time. Okay, that's fine. But I think about even earlier this year on, like, you know, our Amazon conversations and post game of like, oh, are the Chiefs done because the receivers are dropping balls? And I'm like, they're not done as long as you have Patrick Mahomes. Like, you cannot write these people off, because guess what? They're going to write back the Geno Smith quote. Like, if I'm Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs or Travis Kelce, I'm like, y'all, you hear it, even if you don't hear it. The TV is on, the headlines are written, and everyone wants to write you off. It's got to feel so good if you're those kinds of individuals that are like, yo, it doesn't matter until you get into the playoffs. And so I just feel like, and I'm going to think about this next year as we're trying to, you know, fill time at some point where it's like, let's not start saying that like these teams are done or, you know, they have no chance. If you get yourself into the postseason, it is a whole new season. So if you get into the dance, then I can't imagine, and I'm not doing a great job of articulating what I mean, but like I could just the feeling that those guys must have when all this chirping is being done from the media. And then you're like, hey, by the way, we're still here. I'm going to my fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. I'm Patrick Mahomes and I'm 14-3 in the postseason. Yeah. Like,
Kelce looks slow. He looks like he's done.
Let me just break Jerry Rice's receiving record in the postseason.
I think we're
good here. Yeah. So good for them. And you know, obviously that because we don't like to see anyone lose. I'm sad for the Ravens. No. I'm sad for the Lions. But ultimately, there has to be a team, and then you regroup and get better. But this is what I always love when people are like, oh, "I'm sick of the Patriots winning." Then. I know. Be better.
Then beat them.
Somebody needs to beat them. If you're sick of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, then someone needs to beat them. Like, you're the best until you aren't. And I think there's very few opportunities in your life where you're able to watch greatness at that level. We were lucky enough with Tom Brady.
Let's enjoy it.
We're watching it with Patrick Mahomes and who knows how many years Travis Kelce wants to keep playing. But like these guys find ways to win. And I love watching because they're not the underdogs, but those people that they count out midway through the season. And it's like, there's a reason you play all four quarters. There's a reason you play the full season. And once you get into the dance, that experience, I don't think it can be overstated how important that is. Are we all out of time? I just ranted for a long time. Sorry.
No, I appreciate it. I think we're at a really, listen, everyone in the media has their role and has to do that. But I'm very grateful. And you and I have talked about this a lot, that I'm not in the role of breaking news. Listen, if I have to and there's something going on, I will, but that's very much a Jay Glazer, an Adam Schefter kind of situation. We are given a lot of information in our meetings that, you know, we are told it's off the record, don't touch it. So we don't. And then, you know, it is hard because you develop a lot of relationships with these guys. And also, bottom line, you know how hard they work. If you don't watch the Netflix series Quarterback and watch how much time they're away from their families. And same with these coaches. You know, we're on these Zooms with Kyle Shanahan that looked, he just said, sorry, the way I look, I'm exhausted. Oh. Like the week of the Packers. He's like, I haven't slept. Like, you know, it's after the game. You want to know, and I get it. Everybody wants to pile on and Dan Campbell with this and, oh, you know, they suck and this. You want reality of how hard these guys work. Watch and I know you can't go to, I'm just saying, go to the post-game celebration when you've got Trent Williams' daughters holding on to that huge man crying because he's 35 years old. He's been in the league for 12, 13 years and he's never been to a Super Bowl. You've got Kyle Shanahan's wife just bawling in his arms because it's like, I don't see my husband. This is his life. This is our life. It's just Brock Purdy's dad grabbing me and asking me for a selfie. Like,
cutie.
And then Dan Campbell walking off the field, like my heart hurt. Jared Goff, like this is their lives. It's just, it's hard when you see people pile on. I sat at the airport to leave San Francisco and these Lion fans were there and they were just going on and on about Dan Campbell. And I wanted to be like, you know what? If you could do it better, and I get it. It's part of the business. It's part of sports, but that's the tough thing.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
My next rant is going to be on this. And we're not going to win this situation, but I actually just listened to Colin Cowherd go on and on about the people saying Taylor Swift is ruining the NFL. No, she's not.
I got 35 million reasons she ain't ruined the NFL. So let's just go ahead and check the books on that one. Knock it off.
We just set a record with our ratings for the NFC Championship. It was the highest, most watched NFC Championship in 12 years. Don't think she's ruining it. Also, like, what? I sat and listened to somebody yesterday say, I'm just so tired of the NFL with this. And I said, why? How's it affecting your life? Why? What's it doing? You know that Colin on his podcast or on television or whatever talked about it? Out of a 3.5 hour game, she's shown for 25 seconds.
You know what it is, Aaron?
He had a great point. Drake is shown. Mm-hmm. Whoever else
Eminem.
Is shown.
Like, Eminem is ruining shown. The NFL? Like, knock it off.
Calm down.
No.
Calm down. This is so stupid. And this is my final thing I'm going to say. And I don't get all like female-y all the time as much as I should. You know what else she's doing? I sat and talked to the commissioner about it, Roger Goodell. We were talking about it the night before the game. I'll name drop. He's great. I talked to him about this. I have so many dads saying to me, you know how great this is? Kyle Brandt talked about it on Good Morning Football. Hey, dad, come get me when the Chiefs score. I want to watch the celebration. How bad is it now that we have young girls that want to watch the NFL? Mm-hmm. I think it's freaking awesome. So calm down. Go away. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. How's it affecting your life? And you know what, Taylor? I'm so glad you were on that field to celebrate with your boyfriend. I freaking loved it. He looked so happy, so adorable. She works her ass off. She has to go to work now. Go celebrate with your man. I loved it.
That's exactly my point. And by the way, anybody that wants to be a naysayer about that, that means that you
go
don't
away.
Like watching puppies and you don't like rainbows and you don't like a sunny day. Like, knock it off. You're going to find something wrong with everything. And this is what we've said from the beginning. And I don't care if we lose listeners because it's all they like to talk about is Taylor Swift. It's not necessarily even about Taylor
it's
Swift.
Not.
It's about a few things. It's about being happy, being joyful. It's about having a global superstar. And I've said it before, or Travis, like, I know that like we're not in their relationship, but you can see that people are happy.
I just want to be happy for them that they're happy.
Exactly. And I know what I loved is that here she is, like, she's always got to be surrounded by security and all this stuff. And it's like, hey, I want to go on the field and I want to celebrate this moment with my boyfriend. And like, I loved seeing that, like, she could be just in a moment and celebrate with him. And he obviously, like, great. Or that she has the awareness to be like, hey, there's brother. I'm going to step out of this thing and let them have their moment.
I'm going to step out. Exactly.
Like, she's so aware. And like, that's the part where it's like, I don't understand. You think she's me? No. By the way, if she didn't have to have security, she probably wouldn't, because she wouldn't even want it. It's like, I don't know. I get all worked up, as you do. And it's not even about Taylor Swift. It's about just let something be great. We live in a world with so much fucking negativity, and you turn the news on, it's negative, negative, negative. And it's like, what is she doing? What is she doing? She's making this guy happy. She's having a great time and she's being human.
She's allowed. She's worked her ass off.
And by
she's
the way, you and I texted about this the other day and her terrible stalker situation. And you and I both had to deal with stuff. It's like, guess what? She gets to, for a little
her
bit.
AI situation. Jesus.
Exactly. She gets to just be. And I love that. And I love who he is for her. And I love who she is for
me
him.
Too.
And by the way, for the NFL, to your point, because I started watching the NFL because my dad loved football. So
exactly.
If other little girls Same. Start watching the NFL because she yep. is at games, then good for them. And I just,
exactly.
everyone else needs to fucking find a hobby or do something different, because that means that you're just angry and you're looking for something to be upset about.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
It's
find
so
something
dumb.
Else. Next.
Exactly. Those are all great points. And I'm going to say this too, and then we'll get off this rant. This has nothing to do with football. She has
nope.
nothing to do with football. But can I say one more thing as a small business owner, and you are as well. She freaking supports small business. She supports women, and I couldn't love her more for that. She was so great and gracious, and I'm beyond grateful, and I could cry. She wore a $45 mm-hmm. little necklace. And I'm saying the price because listen, we know these people have money. We know they could be loaned any diamond in
yep.
the world. She wore it outside of her little adorable red shirt. She
yep.
had it out. And then, you know, of course, I'm getting articles sent to me of like all the jewelry she's wearing. Does she
the
have
87 rings
bracelet from
yeah.
him? Yes. A $15 ring from another small business. You know what that's called? That's called being
women
relatable.
Supporting women.
Women
too.
Supporting
There's
women.
A freaking concept.
Women supporting small businesses.
Yep.
You want me to hate her? I'm not going to do it. I've always loved her and I love her freaking more now. And I just am so appreciative of her. I love her. And I'll tell you another thing. Everybody just want to be like, she wants the spotlight. No, she doesn't. And her boyfriend walked up to her and said, hey, Tay, so cute. I'm going to go celebrate with the boys now.
Yeah.
And she's like,
go
have a time.
Yes. And it goes,
I love her.
I loved her. And I've talked about this before when my niece, you know, she was going through a brain tumor. She got out of the hospital. All she wanted to do was go to the Taylor Swift concert. This was 15 years ago. And watching Alyssa like sing the lyrics and be so happy, like that's the same person that makes people 15 years later happy and whatever. And anyways, so we just love her. And I'm so proud of you too. Like it's hard. You don't see the same way that we're talking about these guys, you know, putting in all the work that you don't see. Nobody sees the hours and the investment that you've put into wear for the last 5 years. And so it's nice to see it come to fruition or have somebody support you. So I'm very proud of you for that as well, because it's not just like, oh, it's Taylor Swift doing it. It's like, no, like someone gives you something and she wants to support. So anyways, we love her. The rant is over, but for those of you that don't get it, you're never going to get it. Okay.
And thank you to her people for putting it in front of her.
Cutie,
I appreciate
cuties.
You guys more than you even know. That just
yep.
makes my team so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Taylor, for supporting women.
Oh.
And enjoy the friggin' Super Bowl. Get your ass off that stage after you've worked it.
Wait.
Wherever you're going to be. I think she's
going to
be, what, in Tokyo or something. You go rest up, girl, and have the time of your life supporting your man in the Super Bowl. It's the biggest stage of his life. I'm so freaking pumped you get to go.
And
enjoy
let's
yourself.
Also revisit, and I know, again, this we could go on forever, which we do, but it's genuine. He's the same person that during his bye week got on a plane. Oh, it was a private plane. It's because he had to get there faster and get home faster. That he
of
was
course.
Supporting. He was supporting her. They support each other. That's what couples do. And newsflash. Okay. One more thing I'd like to say. This isn't a rant. This is just how much I love George Kittle. George Kittle.
I know.
Okay. Two things. Him wearing his wife's face all over his t-shirt. Claire, shout out to Claire Kittle, who is just the sweetest, kindest person.
She's great.
And during the off season, I had the great privilege of like, they invited me to their home and we did an interview for NFL Films, and she's the best girl's girl. And you walk in and you feel like you've known her forever, and she's not
she's great.
And when crappy things have happened in my life, she reaches out and she's like, I got you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it'll make me cry. So
women
sweet.
Supporting women.
It's just, you find out, you don't find out who's there for you in the best of times. You find out who's there for you in the worst times. Anyways, she's adorable. And his wearing Claire on his shirt is just so cute. But then we also talk about this guy. Finds the camera, the overhead shot. He just waves, and he does it the right way. I mean, this is a guy that like works his ass off. And by the way, if you actually ever watch film, you watch how many blocks this guy.
How about
the
him
thing,
bringing
the bull rushing
Hutchinson down?
Oh my god! And then them laughing afterwards. And like, that's the thing. Like, here, Aiden Hutchinson is like this young cat in the league, and George Kittle's been doing it at a high level for a long time. But like, when your tight end is going to bull rush Aiden Hutchinson, like, anyways, he's just willing to do whatever. And those are the kind of guys that you're like, how could you not want somebody like that on your team? So we love George Kittle, a rant about Taylor Swift. And then I also, what else did I want to talk about as it pertained to these games? I don't know. It's just, I'm so glad. I'm just, the NFL is alive and well, and not that it ever hasn't been, but it's so.
Yeah, it hasn't been ruined. This just in, it hasn't been ruined.
Exactly.
It's freaking awesome.
It is. And I love it so much. I'm just so, I'm so grateful.
Grateful.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Oh, I mentioned in the pregame that my grandmother's 90th birthday, she's born on February 11th. I will be going to her birthday party because we don't have the Super Bowl this year. So I'm going to go and see my little sweet grandmother. But this is Kathy Thompson, my mom's mom. Judith, my grandma. Yes. My mom goes, here's the deal, mom. We're having a brunch and then we're out because, you know, the game's on. So we're going to celebrate you and then we got to go. And my sweet grandma's like, oh, I get it. Actually, this is classic, my grandma. She goes, why are we having it on the Super Bowl? My mom goes, because that's your birthday. She goes, okay, but people want to watch the game. My mom goes, oh no, we're watching the game. We're celebrating you in the morning, game in the evening. So it's going to be great. Great.
When you first said this in the pregame that your grandma's birthday, and I was like, oh, that's great. That's lovely. But then I got selfish.
Dun, dun, selfish.
So
Justin, great song.
Go Justin. Very excited for the rest of this thing to be pumped out. Tunes, jams. I need you by your phone so I can text and FaceTime during the whole thing. Cause like, if we're not going to be together for the Super Bowl to talk about it, like I need to be able to text you. So you can't be like, you know, doing a conga line at the retirement center for the birthday. I need you in front of a TV with Steve so I can text and talk to you. Cause I'm going to be in my backyard watching the television, all the takeout, just with Jarrett and macaroni.
Oh, cute.
And I need you.
Oh, good. You guys are going to be back for that. I wish we were together, but yeah, we'll FaceTime and watch it. Wait, so speaking of retirement centers, so I'm in lovely Orlando, as I mentioned.
I'm in Orlando.
For those people that live in Orlando, that's great. I have questions about what we do in our free time. Oh, is that a thing? Okay, great.
I think so. I think that's it. I'm looking.
Okay. I'm here for work and I just have questions about what to do in the evening for events, because last night we went out to dinner. Steve's parents don't live that far from here, so we went out to dinner with them. Can I just tell you how fabulous
it is?
Absolutely not. I'd rather not. Okay, you think that I don't want to go to Disney when I live in California, let alone when I fly to
without me.
No, I don't want to go without you. Steve's parents are so. I told you I would go to Disneyland as long as it's with Macaron. I'm not going to Disneyland for any other reason. If your child is in a stroller,
one of my best friends, and you want to go with me and get drunk with
not
me,
without
and
a walk kid, around. Not without a kid. I don't want to go unless your child's
there. That's terrible parenting. We would never do that.
So last night we went to dinner with Steve's parents. We got to dinner at 8 o'clock. We didn't leave until 1 a.m. Can I just tell you how much fun it is to be with, I know Steve and I aren't married, but I feel like they're my in-laws.
Had you spent time with them before?
Only one other time because they live here. And so it was, they are so funny. First of all, Steve is his father. They have the same name. Steve's a junior, even though not a junior. So it's Steve and Kandari and it's Kathy. Kathy is my Kathy, my mom. The same person. Give me a glass of wine and storytelling. So they live in this amazing community, which by the way, you and I need to end up in
a celebration.
Well, celebrate good times, come on, because it might as well be. But like, they are so busy. They had to cancel plans to come meet us for dinner. There's cornhole night. There's concerts. There's golfing. There's all these things.
Oh my God.
But there's also drama in the neighborhood. So right now, it's dogs are pooping on yards and we don't know whose dog it is. They're doing DNA testing. They're requesting that the dog's DNA is tested so they figure out whose dog is pooping. It's a whole thing. The inner workings of these like retirement communities. I said to them at dinner, I go, what's the earliest age I can get in on this retirement home? Because they are busy constantly. They have more friends. First of all, we have no friends. You're my friend. That's it. It's like every night they have something going on and it's hysterical.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. I love that. They're great. I love you had a wonderful time. What was like, besides, you know, dogs pooping on the lawn, what was like one of the things that you just had a hardcore, like belly laugh, slap your hands over?
Oh, that there was, there's this certain club, it's a coffee club. And then there's drama of like, who's in the club, who's not in the club, like all these different things going on. Just the inner workings of like a neighborhood that think like desperate housewives, like back in the day, that show, and it's like all of the drama of the neighborhood, but then all these great things. I looked at Steve and I was like, A, we have no friends. We need a life. And your parents are the freaking best.
Your friends.
We just haven't had
a life for 6 months. Now it's about to get crazy.
Okay, wait. Speaking of that, let's turn it, because we only have 5 minutes left. I could talk forever. Obviously, I won't shut up. That was also me last night at dinner. I mean, but I've only met them twice, and I'm just talking and talking and talking. And at some point, I was like, I need a muzzle. I need to lock it up. It's so nice to like your in-laws. Weird.
Next week, we're going to get an anonymous question in the pregame. My son is dating a girl that won't shut the fuck up. How do I tell?
And I'll say, hi, Kathy. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Hi.
So you're done, sister. I've been done for a couple of weeks and how do you feel? How would you summarize the 2023 season? Think about it.
I would summarize it like this. I almost posted a picture on Calm Down and I was like, what do I have to post everything I do? It was great. We had a lot of blowouts, not like what my son has. Oh my God. I mean, we haven't really had blowouts with that kid before. Now they're happening a lot. We think it's because he's teething. Can't wait to get the intel from others out there about if that's true.
You think they're correlated?
I don't know. Apparently so. Like, he's a mess. We have a great time on our crew. It was a hard one though for me because it was balancing, you know, the guilt of Mac. Again, I'm lucky to have a lot of help, but you felt bad. It almost felt like more work because I was trying to overcompensate with my sideline job and then knowing I wasn't handling it on both ends. So it was
a
real learning experience.
You've never done it before.
Fun. No, I haven't.
I'm really proud of you. And I'm proud of you for being honest about it. You have worked for 9 years to have a child. And it's like, just because he shows up doesn't mean that all of a sudden he comes with a handbook and you have put an asterisk on everything. Yes, you have help. You have all that kind of stuff, but you have a full-time job. And by the way, it's not full-time 9 to 5. It's calls here, studying here. And you've done a phenomenal job of balancing that. And I think that you need to give yourself a little bit more credit. And to anybody out there, whether it's a working mom or working dad or anything, like, no one tells you how to do this. I don't have a child. I don't know what that's like, but I just know that when you allocate your time, that baby is happy, minus the teething. That's just part of it. You've done a phenomenal job and you did your job at the highest level and were able to balance it. So give yourself some grace.
It was funny. You know, I'd like to do a better job. And we talk about this a lot, like in our careers, like really sitting back and being like, this is awesome. This is awesome. We did that last year when we all went to Vegas as a group. Mm-hmm. We were like, this is so special. This is cool. There's been times like after games, I said to you, this is awesome. I walked away from the San Francisco Lions game, which, you know, we got an insane rating. We had a great broadcast. We had a great broadcast in the divisional. I thought we fucking killed that broadcast, by the way. The one thing I can't get past is that I couldn't speak. I couldn't spit it out with Brandon Ayuk. I kept going,
what do you mean?
And I feel like I fucked it up. And I was talking to Jared about it. And he was like, oh my God, stop. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, then I went to bed with chest pains about it. Like, it's like, I need to give myself a break. I sat and watched when we did, the NFC Championship, the studio comes out and Michael, and it's been, you know, documented what's going on behind the scenes with his daughter. God love her. God love them.
Isabella.
Sending her all the best, you know, in her fight. But Michael has such a way that he's just having a time and is smiling and all that. And I'm like, it's not that I don't enjoy it, but I'm so hard on myself about things that I want to get to a point where I'm like, stray, where I'm like, fuck it. Let's have a time, you know?
Well, let's say a couple of things about that because I hear you. I'm the same way.
It's different for women. I'll say that out loud. It's so different for us.
There's a lot of things I want to say about that, but I'm going to leave that right there. But I will say this. I don't think you should ever lose that, right? It's the same way these athletes are the hardest on themselves. It's the same way that these coaches are like, hey, Monday morning quarterback, all these things. I think that if you lose that, then you lose a little bit of that competitiveness to want to be better. I go back and I watch shows. I've done this for 18 years. I'm not watching the show because I want to watch myself on TV. I want to watch myself so I can get better. I asked Fred Gadelli, a Hall of Fame producer, hey, Fred, I know you're busy, but would you mind going back and watching a few shows and give me some notes on how I can get better? I think if you stop doing that, then you kind of don't care. But there is a balance where bring some levity, give yourself some grace. And by the way, do you know what, you know what I garnered from watching your post-game interview? You are real. You're not like, so tell us about what happened at halftime. Your emotion, you're invested. You spend so much time with these people. You're proud of them. And it didn't matter if the Lions won. You would do the same thing if it was Jared Goff.
Totally.
Your emotion comes across as genuine and kind. And I think that you just need to take a beat because I'm the same way right afterwards. I mean, I text you about it. Like, oh, I ruined this or I messed this up or whatever.
Yeah.
We are so close to it. I think that's great to be like
We're
that.
We're so close to it.
But also, in totality, remember that there's a reason, and I'm not saying this, and for anyone listening, like, oh, these two love themselves. No, it is hard every day to stay in this job because your contract's up, you know, and you think like, it's like an athlete. Just because we've been here doesn't mean we're going to stay here. So having that competitive edge is important, but just enjoy it.
The bar is different. The bar is set differently for women. It just is. And I'm not getting on a whole rant about that, but it is. You know, there's a cool moment. I don't know if you saw it. I'm a huge fan of hers and I love her a lot. She works her ass off. Stacey Dales.
Yes.
And we worked with her. We used to work with her at ESPN and she has great relationships with these guys as well. And she feels it too. You can see it in her interviews. And she interviewed Trent Williams, who I would have loved to have interviewed, but we only had one in the post game before they went to the trophy stand. And she gets him and she goes, Trent Williams. And like, she's just so excited because she knows he's going to the Super Bowl. And I was like, God, that's awesome. But I was like, I wonder if people are like, oh my God, why are you screaming? And
hey, guess what?
It's crazy.
I'm going to cut you off. People are critiquing Taylor. They're going to critique you. God knows they critique me. They'll probably critique her. Who gives a fuck? At the end of the day, the only opinion that matters is the opinion of the people that you care about, your employers, and these athletes and these coaches. Yeah, our employers, but these athletes and these coaches that you've garnered the respect of for 20 plus years. So who cares about the Jimmys in their basement at their mom's house who want to just say something negative? What did Taylor call
them?
The dads, the brads, and the chads. Exactly. So all you can suck it. And by the way, congratulations to all 32 teams in the NFL because you guys put your lives and your time and whatever for us to have a job. And that's never lost on me how grateful we are to cover you guys. And I'm excited for the Super Bowl. Thank you guys for listening to the Calm Down Podcast and all you beautiful people who I just love and like sending in your anonymous. All you beautiful people. Is this a speech? Like, am I on the Rose Parade float? Crazy. Anyways, to quote Brandon Ayuk, the ladybug on the shoe, take a minute to those small little reminders that we're all very lucky. And if you don't stop and smell the roses, well, then fuck you, you know?
Hey, and keep manifesting London and Taylor, baby, because it's our off season and we don't want to calm down. We want to go to that concert so bad.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled when I walk in the room. I could the whole place shimmer like your top. I loved it. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in. Healthcare is a
right! Healthcare is a right! And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.